With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Brutal weather in the middle of the nation. Twisters claiming the lives of at least 17 people, many of them in Missouri. Butler County Coroner Jim Akers says rescue teams had to hike in for about a mile, clearing down trees along the way to get to a victim and his wife.
The deputy and EMS hiked in. Other crews started clearing the road so that the ambulance could get in and get to the victim. They ended up, from what I understand, getting her stabilized and carrying her out quite a good ways before they were able to get to a vehicle.
And now forecasters say more twisters are likely in the South later tonight. Also, at SRNNews.com, President Trump signing a bill funding the government for 6 months, avoiding a shutdown.
The bill largely keeps government funding at levels set during the Biden administration, though with changes. It trims non-defense spending by about $13 billion from the previous year and increases defense spending by about $6 billion. The Senate cleared the legislation Friday in a 54-46 party-line vote, with Democrats helping advance it despite saying they had problems with the bill. I'm Julie Walker.
El Salvador has agreed to accept from the United States 300 members of a Venezuelan gang for 12 months. The deal will cost America $6 million, or about $20,000 per migrant who is sent to the U.S., or rather from the U.S. to Central America. And the United States has launched huge strikes in Yemen, President Trump promising, quote, overwhelming lethal force against the Houthis. This is SRN News. Well, a new poll questions Americans concerning transgenderism.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks whether the growing acceptance of transgenderism as a legitimate lifestyle by society as a whole is good or bad. 39% of the general population says it's a good thing. 38% say bad. 21% don't think it matters. However, amongst people who describe themselves as Christians, 47% say the acceptance of transgenderism by society is a bad thing, compared to 29% who say it's good. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Education Department's Office of Civil Rights taking a frontline role in the president's war on woke. He has ordered the agency to focus its priorities on investigating anti-Semitism, the promotion of transgenderism, and DEI programs. This week, the Education Department sent a letter to 60 schools warning they could lose federal money if they fail to make campuses safe for Jewish students. This is SRN News. A former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren, says he's not upset to hear about chaos breaking out in Syria following the ouster of President Bashar Assad.
From my perspective, I think it's in Israel's interest, it's in the interest of the Middle East and America, that Syria breaks up into little states that can't threaten their neighbors, because ever since Syria came into being, it did nothing but threaten its neighbors.
Syria has descended into factional fighting since the overthrow of Bashar Assad in December.
Cobbled together all these different ethnicities that didn't get along. The only way Syria ever was held together was by a preponderance of central brutal force, like the Assad family. The minute you remove that force, the country falls apart.
Pakistani soldiers raiding two militant hideouts in the country's northwest. That triggered gun battles that left at least 11 soldiers dead. More details, SRNNews.com.